I have to say to your right, because the audience is much bigger for the other ceremonies, you can see them on your screen or the screens up here in front. And when they come in, I think a nice round of applause would be suitable. It won't take more than half a minute. For Alec McGulkin. Bonjour encore. My name is David Harp. I'm University Marshal. My field of endeavor is chemistry. I used to play the trombone, and I used to. I can still hit a pedal note, but that's about all. And I'm in awe of all of the musical talent that's in this room. And I'd also would like for other musical talent to your left, I'd like you to give a hand, although the graduates didn't hear them, Brian Sand Quintet. I also want to acknowledge Stuart McCombie and his group who have filmed all of the ceremonies so far. This is the 11th out of 12. The stage group and the AV group get to have a weekend off before we go to McDonald College to finish this season's 12 convocations, where about 6,000 some hundred people have walked the stage and received their degrees. It's a pleasure to see you here, and it's a pleasure to see you in smaller numbers, because it's a pleasure when the music, when the law this morning and the music faculties are convened. It's not a large crowd because the faculties are somewhat smaller. Yesterday, there were some almost 1,300 students walking the stage with 1,300 names, I think almost all pronounced correctly. At least we certainly hope so. And today, I think we'll have a similar opportunity to hear some good linguistics and addition and to good music that's going to be played everywhere in the future, because at a Board of Governors meeting recently, your dean gave the most remarkable account of this faculty. It was so good. It was kind of like bragging, but it was bragging that you absolutely believed. And we certainly believed it, and it was just a wonderful thing to hear about all of the programs that are going on in all of the arenas in which you are graduating, namely the playing, the taping, the electronics, and the history, the whole thing that's put together. He gave a wonderful rendition, and I suspect he will have remarks today for you. We have a program that should not last too long, maybe about an hour and 10 minutes. So I don't know if you can set your clocks at 3:11 or something like that, but that would be about when we should finish up. I'm making a guess. Once I got it right within a minute, and then everybody said, "How did you know?" And I didn't say that I had just guessed, but I had, although it was in a fairly narrow time range. I have one announcement for you. And this is to many of the different faculties. Class of 2013, to give a legacy to McGill for Class Action 2013, 50 Shades of Green, and you've raised $12,000 for a green wall that is now in the McLennan Library. And to celebrate this, the McGill Alumni Association is giving one lucky graduate a $1,500 travel voucher to help with the next big adventure. So go to the alumni reception over on that other side of campus and to enter the draw. So somebody's going to get this, and so you might as well be somebody here so that you can spread your excellent music talents in all directions. The platform party will arrive in just 3 or 4 minutes, and the end of the platform party is the chair of the Board of Governors, Kip Cobbett, the Chancellor, Arnold Steinberg, and of course the Principal, Heather Monroe Bloom. This is her last convocation out of, I guess now if we add them up, about 120-some convocations that she has spoken at, been at, and been at every single one of them. Because until Wednesday, when I had to be away for one day, I had never detected any that she had ever missed for any reason whatsoever. So she's certainly true to following through. We have a new principal coming up who, I must say, is a chemist, and this may not be important to anyone, but it's important to the chemistry department that we have at least an honorary member in our department. I don't think we'll see too much of her, but she was a chemist, came to McGill not knowing any English at all, went through the chemistry program, then went through a graduate program for her PhD, and then went on to do that which you have read about, I'm sure, in the newspapers. And I think she will be navigating us in an excellent way for the next several years, hopefully another 10 years. We'll see if that all works out. The program is organized, really, under the jurisdiction of the Chancellor, who will sit in this very large chair and direct traffic, as it were. He will be the last one on the stage, and I will have already asked you to stand up for the platform party. He will ask you to sit back down after he has arrived and we have sung. And Winston Purdy, just walking here in front, will put his fine voice to work to sing the alma mater. And I invite all of you, since you're all music graduates, you certainly can keep a tune and keep pitch. I kind of mouth the words because I don't want my neighbors to know that I have a not good singing voice, because it isn't. I tried once to do karaoke, and I was deeply embarrassed by my off-keyness, and I'm never going to do it again unless it's in my own house where nobody is around and I can maybe pull it off somehow or other. Anyway, he will start the ceremony, and there will be a speech by former principal, our former principal, who will then deliver that maybe for 8 or 9 minutes. And I think you can hear them coming outside of the door. And then there will be the awarding of the degrees. And what I would ask all of you to do is to take your lineup card out of your pockets if it's in a pocket, out of your purses if it's in a purse, and out of your wallets if it's in a wallet. Tear it in half and hold it tightly. Hold it tightly, please, because you need one to present to the reader and the second to be present to get your degree. So there's a purpose to the fact that there are two of these. So please do that, and do it now so that you don't lose it and have to run back through the crowd to try to pick it up. And I think you can hear them. I'm going to ask you to stand up in just a moment. But this piper has been doing this for the last 10 years or so. He's the same piper that does the piping down at Ogilvie's. This is Jeff McCarthy, and he's born to the task, and he pipes, I think, just about every single day. In fact, during convocation, he went down to Ogilvie's to do the noon hour piping. So I would ask that you rise, levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, graduating students, families, friends, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour à tous. Au nom de l'Université McGill, je voudrais vous souhaiter la bienvenue de notre cérémonie de collation des grades des diplômés de l'École de musique Schulich. Depuis être devenu chancelier, c'est par habitude que j'ouvre cette cérémonie avec de brèves réflexions et ce ne sera nullement différent aujourd'hui. 18 years ago, Vaclav Havel gave the commencement address at Harvard University. Havel, a Czech playwright, essayist, poet, and dissident, was the ninth and last president of Czechoslovakia, and immediately following became the first president of the Czech Republic. It was an absolutely brilliant address, which lasted well over an hour and covered a number of important topics. This afternoon, I want to focus on just one of those topics. What Havel argued was that the main task of politicians is not to ingratiate themselves with the public through the popular decisions they take or their charisma on television. It is not to go on winning elections, thus ensuring themselves a place in the sun until the end of their days. Politicians' roles should be something quite different. It should be to set an example for the public on whose behalf they work. Their responsibility is to think ahead boldly and not to fear the disfavor of the crowd, but to explain over and over, both to the public and their political colleagues, as well as to opposition groups, that politics must do far more than reflect the interest of particular groups or lobbies. In Havel's view, politics ought to be a matter of serving the larger community, which, in effect, makes it morality in practice. Like Vaclav Havel, I don't believe that a politician who sets out on this seemingly risky path will inevitably jeopardize his or her political survival. This notion of political expediency is wrongly assumes that the citizens are always short-sighted and that political success depends on playing to their myopia. That is a very shallow view of human nature and ignores the fact that a conscience slumbers in every human being. Clearly, it is sometimes more dormant than at other times, but it is in their intelligence and fundamental goodwill that we must place our trust. What Vaclav Havel said 18 years ago surely rings as true today as it did then. We should not blame the political system for being corrupt, indifferent, and beyond our control. Fortunately, we live in a democracy, as do most of you who are graduating today. It allows us to become more involved in any manner we choose, at whatever level we can to make things better. In this way, each of us can help to ensure that the society in which we live is more than each of us pursuing our own selfish interests. It now gives me great pleasure to present Professor Heather Monroe Bloom, Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University.
Chancellor, Chairman, Principal Emeritus Dr. Bernard Shapiro, teaching award winners Brett Leonard, Sean Matavetsky, Richard King, esteemed colleagues, proud family and friends, and graduating class of 2013, bonjour et bienvenue. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill, it is my great privilege to welcome you here today on the front lawns of our beautiful downtown campus, where some of you here today as guests may yourselves have graduated. This will be my final convocation season as 16th principal of McGill. Every year for more than 10 years, I've had the privilege of seeing you, our McGill students, complete this major chapter in your lives and embark on a new one. Graduating students, today is truly a momentous day in your lives, a day of celebration, one that we hope you will look back on and remember always. As McGill students, you have worked very hard without question. You have sacrificed much. But as tough as it may sometimes be to be a McGill student, from time to time it is even tougher to be the family member or closest friend of a McGill student. And so, graduating class, I ask you to join with me in expressing our appreciation to those who helped you reach this day. To say thank you is an enriching act. It is so important, in fact, that I'm going to do so myself. Serving McGill, serving you, has been in every single day an exceptional honor for me. I have had you wonderful students to inspire me. Thank you. I have had an outstanding team of academic and administrative colleagues and volunteers who show unparalleled devotion to McGill and our cause, and I thank you. Monsieur Richard Pound, notre chancelier émérite, a souvent dit, vous n'êtes plus la personne que vous étiez à votre arrivée ici. McGill vous change. C'est mon cas, et je sais que c'est également le vôtre. Today is a time to think about the you who walked onto our campus those few years ago and the you who will walk off our campus later today. Today is a time to reflect on what you will hold onto and what you will now set aside. I too have a list of things to hold on to remember, to keep in my heart. I will remember the power of one. I will remember that a single person can change the course of events and in so doing, make a positive difference in the lives of others. Each of you is such a person. I will remember that I am not alone. Together we are greater than we are as any one individual. Collective effort is the key to progress. Whether tackling personal problems or planetary problems, we are smarter, stronger, better together. I will remember who inspired me, my great aunt Bonnie, who came from a poor rural single parent family in Dust Belt, Illinois, and moved on as a single woman to become a fashion illustrator in New York in the 1930s. She was my girlhood role model for knowing that no matter what your initial circumstances in life, you can shape a positive path forward. Remember who gave you strength, graduating class. Remember who gave you strength and keep them in your heart. I will remember Dean Sean Ferguson and our remarkable faculty of music. A thoughtful, strategic champion of his faculty and a talented composer and technological innovator in his own right, Professor Sean Ferguson is leading the Schulich School of Music with energy, dedication, and though still in his first term, indisputably great results. McGill offered its first music programs back in 1884, less than 60 years after Beethoven died, and more than 40 years before Miles Davis was born. Today, our Schulich School of Music enjoys a richly deserved reputation as one of the world's preeminent faculties of music, a hub of collaborative and innovative music training, performance, and research housed in state-of-the-art facilities. Under Dean Ferguson's inspired leadership, the school has continued to create wonderful contributions and to recruit outstanding academic and professional colleagues and to attract and support bright students from around Quebec, across Canada, and the world. I thank you warmly, dear Sean, for the impressive, sustained progress and impact that you are leading in your faculty, for the elegant and effective leadership you bring, for your light touch, which lets those around you shine. Thank you for the absolute delight that it's been to work with you. And now, graduating class of 2013, you are about to join a second family, a family of McGill alumni that includes almost 230,000 people worldwide, including our Chancellor Arnold Steinberg, our Chairman Kip Cobbett, our Principal Emeritus Bernard Shapiro. And as you leave Our convocation ceremony later today, graduating class, know that as alumni, you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. We're all part of something bigger than ourselves. Today, graduating class, you are participating in a tradition that is older than this country. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833. And in the awarding of degrees, we think of all that is possible for each of you, what we hope for you, and for all of humankind. Human endeavor is a miracle, but as a species, there are a few things that we're sometimes not so good at. Politics, for instance, as the Chancellor has described, not Canadians in particular, but the entire human species. As a species, we too often produce political leaders who seek primarily to differentiate themselves from their opponents. And in so doing, they generate polarized positions that can be more extreme than what they themselves actually believe. This emphasizes conflict over cooperation and doesn't serve the greater good. We're also sometimes not so good at religion. Historically, we've shown a tendency to become upset over disagreements in small details of what we claim to be the truth. And this tendency to argue over small details can prevent us from seeing the larger good that exists beyond the details, the heart of the matter that we do all share in common. So we can be bad at politics, we can be bad at religion, but there are many things that our species is exceptionally good at. We're good at music, we're good at art, we're good at literature, we've generated music, art, stories, and poems that have continued to delight us, move us, lift our spirits, across hundreds of years and even thousands of years. These works were often created by individuals, but I said earlier that we're smarter, stronger, better together. So what then are the areas of communal activity in which our species does do brilliantly? Let me speak to one. A long time ago, a community decided to seek out those members of the community who showed very focused evidence of intelligence. And they gathered these people in one place and provided them with shelter, nourishment, and encouraged them to pursue their curiosity, their thirst for knowledge, wherever it led them. That was a good idea, but an even smarter idea was that the community took their young people and put them in the same place and allowed them to be enriched by their interactions with these focused intelligences, who were themselves enriched by their interactions with the young. When these two ideas came together, supported focused intelligence interacting with the young, the communities that created this arena prospered and rapidly advanced beyond their neighbors in trade, in prosperity, in culture, in health, and in the development of peaceful civil society. And it was such a brilliant creation that the resulting institution gained momentum, moving from generation to generation, enriching every area in which it arose. This idea, which we will call the university, is the highest achievement that our species has produced. It has outlived politicians and political parties. It has outlived whole systems of government. And the communities within which universities were first created and supported became the most successful societies in the history of civilization. And this remains the case today. In 1808, William Blake published a short poem in which he expressed his aspirations for the spiritual life of his country. I will share now the final verse of this poem, which with two or three words changed, expresses my hope for the life of our university, McGill, and our society. Bring me my words of burning gold, bring me ideas that inspire. Bring me my books, O clouds, unfold, bring me my chariot of fire. I will not cease from mental flight, nor shall my pen sleep in my hand, till we have raised up our place of learning in this green and pleasant land. Merci.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I ask Ms. Sarah Alim to introduce the first of three winners of the Schulich School of Music Outstanding Teaching Awards.
Madam Vice Chancellor, graduating class of 2013, ladies and gentlemen, It is with great honor that I have the opportunity to present the Schulich School of Music Teaching Award for the 2012-2013 academic year to Mr. Brett Leonard. Brett has been attending the Schulich School of Music since 2008 as a PhD candidate in sound recording. His focus is on research in the areas of applied task-based listening testing, room acoustics, and virtual acoustics as related to sound recording. He is also working on the development of advanced classical and acoustic music production techniques. In addition to his studies, Brett has been excelling as an instructor for both courses at the undergraduate and graduate level. Some of these classes include Introduction to Electroacoustics and Introduction to Music Recording, as well as a new course that Brett is currently designing to be offered in the next academic school year, where both music and non-music students alike can be introduced to the theoretical knowledge and basic demonstrations of common tasks in audio. Brett's excellence in teaching has been acknowledged by both professors of the Schulich School of Music and current students. To quote Richard King, associate professor and Brett's doctoral co-supervisor, his ability as an instructor is first rate. He is hardworking, very knowledgeable, and well-organized. He can explain the most complex ideas and techniques with ease and clarity, which makes him an invaluable teacher. And, as one of his students puts it so eloquently, Brett is an outstanding teacher. He has staggering depth of knowledge regarding not only the core topics of his classes, but also many supplementary topics related to the field of sound recording. It is without a doubt that Mr. Leonard is an exceptional academic and pedagogue, and so I would like to ask you all to join me in congratulating Brett on being this year's recipient of the Schulich School of Music Teaching Award for Teaching Assistants.
I now invite Professor Jean Lesage to introduce the next Teaching Award winner.
Madam Vice Chancellor, it is a great honor to present Sean Matevetsky for the Schulich School Teaching Award in the part-time category. Sean has taught numerous courses at the Schulich School of Music in both research and performance departments. He has designed and offered graduate seminars and undergraduate courses, such as hand drumming, which is a classic course for our percussion students. According to the chair of music education, Lisa Lorenzino, the course World Drumming Techniques, designed by Sean, has been one of the most fulfilling and life-changing courses that students have taken in their degree program. After completing this course, several students have gone on to start world percussion groups in their schools and community centers. This certainly attests to Sean's impact as a teacher. Since 2007, Sean has also been founder and director of the McGill Tabla Ensemble. This is a very unique ensemble made up of students from across the university, which contributes to making the Schulich School of Music a very special place in which to study and develop. I have no doubt that our school is very fortunate to have a teacher as knowledgeable and inspiring as Sean Matevetsky, and I'm happy to have this opportunity to acknowledge his accomplishments and dedication.
I asked Professor Sarah Lehman to introduce the third Teaching Award winner.
Madam Vice Chancellor and graduating class of 2013, It gives me great pleasure to present the Schulich School of Music Teaching Award in the full-time category to Richard King. Professor King, himself a distinguished alumnus of McGill, has been internationally recognized for his research as the recipient of 12 Grammy Awards, several outstanding recording acknowledgments, numerous research grants, and is an invited speaker at prestigious workshops and conferences. His professional career is equaled in his commitment to educate and inspire our students. As associate professor and more recently area chair, he has been creative in restructuring core elements of the sound recording program, has designed a new seminar which focuses on mastering and restoration of old recordings, and has managed a three-university collaboration between McGill, Concordia, and l'Université de Montréal that has generated over 60 films which have been presented worldwide. His students speak about his profound generosity with time and his sensitivity in mentoring. A doctoral student said, quote, "It was manifest from the start of the relationship that the successful completion of my degree was truly a common goal." Outside of the classroom, he has opened up a new world of contacts to his students through including them on his own professional projects, as well as facilitating prominent internships and job placements. The strength of sound recording impacts both the research and performance departments. It is clear that the increase of competition success by our performance students can be traced to the outstanding training of the sound recording students, and that our ever-rising worldwide reputation is developed through our increased virtual community who regularly experience recordings and live-streamed broadcasts. We applaud and thank Professor King for his investment, interest, and enthusiasm, and look forward to many more years of his involvement at Schulich.
Professor Jean Lesage, Chair of the Department of Performance, to return to the podium to present Mr. Baptiste Rodriguez, this year's winner of the Golden Violin.
It is a great pleasure to introduce violinist Baptiste Rodriguez to you. Baptiste is graduating today with the Graduate Diploma in Professional Performance. The GDPP, as we call it, is one of our elite programs in the Department of Performance. Baptiste studied with Professor Denise Dupien. Baptiste has been the recipient of several prestigious scholarships in our school, the Lloyd Carr Harris Scholarship in 2011, the Schulich Scholarship in 2012, and recently he also was the winner of the Golden Violin Award, which is the most prestigious award in our school. Baptiste will play for us today two short pieces from a collection of solo violin pieces composed in 2002 by Brian Cherney. Professor Cherney is our most senior colleague in the composition area and one of the most distinguished Canadian composers. The piece that will be performed today are movement 1 and 3 from this work, and the title is in French. Parole, tout bas dans la chevelure d'un ange, dites. Please welcome Patrice Rodriguez.
I have heard Mr. Rodriguez play before, so you can understand how excited I was when I learned that he would be performing today, and I'm sure you can understand why. It is now my pleasure to ask Principal Emeritus Dr. Bernard Shapiro to deliver the convocation address. Principal Shapiro.
Mr. Chancellor, Madam Principal, colleagues, and most of all, graduating students and your friends and families. Let me begin by expressing my thanks to McGill for the honor of speaking to you this afternoon. To the graduating students, of course, celebrate this day, take pride in your achievement. But please remember, as the principal suggested earlier, to share this with the people, your families, your teachers, your special friends who helped to make this happen. This is not my first graduation speech, although as I am now about to be ex-principal of McGill, it may well be my last. Be all that as it may, this is in fact the first time that I've specifically addressed only students graduating in music. This presents a certain challenge. After all, as Steve Martin once suggested, talking about music is rather like dancing with architecture. If ever there was an occasion when playing, as we've just heard, rather than talking about it, this may be it. I must, however, keep with the program. On a personal level, I have always found music to be central to my own experience of living. If only I, because, like the poet Auden, am convinced, as he so beautifully put it, and I quote, "Music is the best means we have of digesting time." More concretely, however, and now at the end of a long and very rewarding career, I can recall so many times when my talent, my learning, and my accumulated experience, such as these all were, simply did not seem sufficient to the particular challenges at hand. At those times, as I strained to move forward, I knew that music was always my ace in the hole. It was not for nothing that visitors to my office always found music, generally an opera, playing in the background. I found that, at least for me, music has always enabled my imagination to pick up whenever my life fell short. Finally, for me, and I do not want to suggest this would be true for everyone, music was my entry to an appreciation of non-representational or abstract art. If I could respond to music, perhaps the most abstract of the arts, then clearly I could, and did, learn to respond to Braque, to Picasso, to Rothko, to Pollock, to Clifford Still, and after a time, I must admit, even to Kandinsky. On the other hand, I am not a musician, either a performer and or a musicologist and or a music educator. What is it, therefore, that I might have to say to you, each of you prepared to take on at least one, if not two, or all three of these careers? I actually have two suggestions. First, remember that your primary task as professionals does not consist of creating or nourishing other people like yourselves, that is, boys and girls, men and women, who will choose professional careers in music. It is not that the next generation of musicians, musicologists, composers, and music educators is unimportant. We will, in fact, depend upon you to raise up this next generation. Your primary task, however, is not so narrowly professional. Your primary task is to make sure that you can, wherever and whenever possible, be an agent for or an inspiration to all citizens, especially those who will not be virtuosos, in terms of how their experience of living can be enriched if they can come to understand how music, of whatever kind, can be central to their lives. Wagner, interestingly, may have understood this when he pointed out, albeit in another context, and again I quote, "Where the speech of man stops, music's reign begins." That is one interesting way of putting it, although the great movie producer Samuel Goldwyn may not have got it quite right when he suggested to those responsible for music in his movies, "Write music like Wagner, only louder." What is right, however, is that what truly matters is not whether your piano student can scale the heights of a particular Beethoven sonata or all of Bach's preludes and fugues for the well-tempered clavichord, but whether that same student can use music to live a fuller and more complete life. My second suggestion is more focused on each of you as persons rather than as professionals. Moreover, it is a suggestion that relates, in an admittedly old-fashioned sense, to your character. That is, not what kind of musician are you going to be, but what kind of a person are you going to be. Of course, with respect to the choices that you will make in developing your own character, you will have moments of joy and moments of sorrow. As each of us constructs his or her own life story, we will find that we cannot escape the negative meaning of any failure of integrity, that is, any failure to live up to our own standards of right and wrong. And this will give to the stories that we shape for ourselves, a very special appearance. Money can vanish overnight, reputation can evaporate, but character, if it is carefully built, is a rock that stays secure. With respect to character, I hope that each of you will have little patience for becoming the booster That is someone who was simply moving through life, exploiting persons and places simply for his or her own gain. You should rather aspire to a dignified life, a life that matters both to the people and the place or community in which you live. More importantly, aspire to a life of growth, both professionally and personally. Do what you can, whenever you can, to become the kind of person that grows, if only because you are not content not to do so. In a kind of Canadian metaphor, and this stretches things a little bit, suggested by Wallace Stegner, try to be like a beaver. Stegner points out that a beaver chews constantly, because if it does not, its teeth grow long and lock, and unable to eat, the beaver dies. A meaningful human life is also a constant effort. To make that effort is to grow and glow with all the possibilities of the future. To cease and desist is to die long before your time. Yes, you, each of you, can, if you wish, grow because you are a grower. What is it that I wish for each of you? What I wish is that, let it be said to each of you, when you are my age, that you were large because either you would not or could not stand to be small. Thank you.
Principal Emeritus, as he explained, has made many speeches at commencement ceremonies, but you can understand why he continues to be invited back even when it's not part of his responsibilities. Thank you so much, Dr. Shapiro. We will now proceed with the conferral of academic degrees. I call upon the Provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Provost Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite students graduating from programs of study in the Schulich School of Music to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of that degree. Students who have already earned an undergraduate degree will keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. In most, but not all cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. Except for this capping and tapping, nothing is given to the students at center stage. The parchment or degree itself is given to each student by the dean as she or he leaves the stage. All First Nation, Inuit, and Métis students at McGill who are graduating are entitled to wear special scarves at the convocation, in the community, and at any and all future McGill events. The scarves are either red or white, McGill's colors. Red is for those receiving a degree, white for those receiving a diploma or certificate. It has three symbols: a feather for respect of the person and the marking of an amazing or special event, a Confederacy belt signifying attachment to the land, and a turtle that symbolizes inclusiveness. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que le candidat dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'il soit présent ou absent, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. We begin with graduate students, followed by undergraduate students. I now invite Professor Brendan Gillen to introduce the graduates. Professor Sean Ferguson, Dean of the Schulich School of Music, will distribute diplomas to all students. Schulich School, Class of 2013, congratulations, félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Music, Carissa Catherine Klopuschek. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Stephen Allen Rogers. Bertrand Scherer. Stephen Sinclair. Kimberly Michelle White. Mark Zedell. For the degree of Master of Arts, Bruno Angeles. Gregory Donald Burlett. Alistair Stewart Porter. Ying Chin. For the degree of Master of Music, John Barry Aspinall. Erin Megan Berger. Philippe Bouvrette. Katrina Chitty. Juan Sebastian Delgado. Duncan Rob Ferguson. Benjamin Gendron Smith. Bradley Charles Grieve. Derek Hensler. Scott Jacob Levine. Christina Marcoux. Denis Martin. Nadia Pona. Adam Hart Rose. Evan Bukowski Tai. David John Tenervia. Wow. Jeremy M. Van Slyke. Charlie Gilmart. For the Graduate Diploma in Professional Performance, Baptiste Rodriguez. For the degree of Bachelor of Music, James Lee Aldridge. Sarah Alim. Alexandre Vincent Bilodeau. Evan Bobrowski, Outstanding Achievement in Sax in Jazz Saxophone. Andrew Joseph Boudreau, Outstanding Achievement in Jazz Piano, Dean's Honor List. Matthew John Bridges. Emile Briones. David Matthew Brownlee. Raymond Carruthers. Sarah Caruso. Vanessa Coderre. Gianna Corbisiero. Evan Crandall, Outstanding Achievement in Music Education, Dean's Honor List, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Emily Jean Curtis, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Stefano Paolo Degano. Michael Elias DeBerry, Distinction, Outstanding Achievement in Violin. Emily Milene Ellis. Adam Joshua Furman. Sean Richard Knut Fife, Outstanding Achievement in Jazz Piano. Maryse Gagnon-Lego. Julian David Gammon, Outstanding Achievement in Music History. Wei Gao, Distinction. Jason Genscher. Rosanna Hope Greenblatt. Kelly Mae Herman, Distinction. David Heyer. Heyer. Elizabeth Timelina Heyer. Distinction, Outstanding Achievement in Music Education, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Jaffe. Alexander Jaffe. Michael Edward Johanchik, Dean's Honor List. James Fleischel Kelly. William Li Wei Kuo, Distinction. Jamie LaMontagne. Catherine E. Larson. Hai In Lee. Mingjun Lee. Shang Tzu Liang. Sarah Mandel. Sean Quincy Mays, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Bethany Jane McKenna, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Andrew Douglas Morrill, Distinction. Eloy A. Nera, Outstanding Achievement in Trumpet. Marie-Michelle Ouellette. Pambianchi. Justin Nicholas Pambianchi, Distinction. Tristan Paré-Morin, Bernard Shapiro Prize, Outstanding Achievement in Music History, Dean's Honor List. Samantha Maria Parent, Distinction, Outstanding Achievement in Music Education, and also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Yung Jung Alex Park. Christopher James Polanzi. Michelle Sophie Picard, Outstanding Achievement in Violin. Peter Paul, Dean's Honor List.
Siobhan, that one I got right, good.
Siobhan Caitlin Raupa, Outstanding Achievement in Voice. Emily Jane Redhead. Lorraine Eileen Rigdon, Distinction, Outstanding Achievement in Music Education, Outstanding Achievement in Saxophone, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Christine Subagian, Distinction. Rasa Samdaliri. Rebecca Elizabeth Stewart, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Jillian Esther Sudayan, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Samantha Grace Taylor. Sophie Tremblay, McGill Alumni Society Prize, Outstanding Achievement in Jazz Voice, Dean's Honor List. Eleanor Frances Verrett. Jacob Andrew Wines, Outstanding Achievement in Jazz Guitar, Dean's Honor List. Jasmine R. Wilson. Katie Wong.
Would the graduating class remain standing? In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. Now, as you know, a month from now, Professor Heather Monroe Bloom will be stepping down as principal and vice chancellor after leading McGill University for 10.5 years. As someone who has worked with her since her arrival at McGill to assume this position, and especially in the past 4 years as chancellor, I can personally attest to the extraordinary contribution she has made to this great institution, a job always demanding. She has performed it with intelligence, grace, fortitude, and most important, achieving enormous success. So will everyone now please rise and join me in extending to Professor Monroe Bloom our most sincere thanks. Please remain standing. I now invite the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to deliver the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that is entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. Que nous venions et que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir. Nous les serons guidés par l'amitié et la solidarité et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Mr. Stropel. And now to conclude the ceremony, Professor Winston Purdy will sing our national anthem.